I see you have a new pulpit here. This is great. We could play games on this. I do envy you guys getting to have two New Year's. That's a great invention. We need to get more New Year's for people. And your name is? Nice to meet you. Good luck today. In my lifetime, we have had several people who have attacked the Christian faith.
在我的一生当中，有一些很有名的反对相信耶稣的无神论者。
One has been Christopher Hitchens.
比如说克里斯托弗·希钦斯。
Another has been Sam Harris.
Sam·哈里斯。
Richard Dawkins.
理查德·道金斯。
Stephen Hawking, who just recently died.
Stephen Hawking, 刚刚去世.
And Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan.
Maybe you could turn me down just a little bit. I'm peeking out here. But Carl Sagan produced a series in the 1980s called The Cosmos.
Carl Sagan 在1980年代 制作了一档 科学的电视系列片 叫做宇宙。
And this series was viewed by 500 million people.
这个系列的电视片被超过5亿人所观看.
It had the longest audience to view a series for over a decade when it was shown.
大概有超过10年, 这部电视片被很多人所观看.
And Carl Sagan's with his beautiful smile and his happy face.
卡尔萨根有他俊朗的外表，还有这个迷人的微笑。
Was able to undermine the faith of an entire generation of people that I grew up with.
他成功的削弱了很多人的信仰，和斯高牧师同年代的人他们的信仰。
One particular quote that he had.
一个他很有名的一句话。
Was our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic darkness.
我们的星球是宇宙无边的黑暗中一颗孤独的尘埃。
Actually, Carl Sagan said that we are stardust.
按照萨根的说法，我们每一个人好像一粒粒星尘。
And we are just a speck on a speck on a speck in the darkness.
我们好像在黑暗当中的一粒一粒一粒的星尘。
And then he goes on to say in this quote, he goes, In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves.
卡尔说道，在茫茫的黑暗中，无尽的未知，对于去哪里可以找到帮助，把我们从自我中拯救出来，毫无线索。
That is from one of the leading influential men of the 20th century.
这是, 来自于一个20世纪非常有影响力的人的之口。
Notice, there's no hint that anyone's going to help us.
注意他说到,对于, 从何处去寻找帮助,把我们从自我中拯救出来,毫无线索。
There's not even a rumor, there's absolutely no hope for us.
没有得释放的这样的一个传闻,完全没有, 希望对我们来说。
That I would suggest is the best definition for hopelessness.
这对, 绝望做了一个很好的定义。
You are completely alone with no chance of anyone saving you in the dark, vast cosmos.
在这样一个黑暗的孤独的宇宙当中, 你是, 多么的无助。
Now, if this is your definition of the universe, you have no hope going into the new year.
如果这也是你对宇宙的观感，那么进入新年你将毫无盼望。
If there's no God and there's just you and the darkness, you have no hope today.
如果仅仅只有你和这个宇宙没有神，那你真的是很绝望。
Hope is the fuel that keeps us going against incredible, impossible situations.
盼望是 推动我们克服各样的困难，勇敢向前的这样的一个动力。
Arthur Carl Sandburg said, "Who can live without hope?"
作家卡尔桑德伯格说，谁能够不怀着盼望活着？
Psychologist Carl Memminger said, "Hope is the major weapon against the suicide impulse."
心理学家卡尔门宁格曾说，盼望是对抗自杀冲动的最伟大的武器。
And English author G.K. Chesterton said, "There is one thing that gives radiance to everything. It is the idea of something around the corner."
英国作家切斯特顿曾说过，对于未来的盼望让一切有了生机。
It is only hope that gets us to go on our tiptoes and say, "Oh, a new year's here."
其实只有盼望让我们可以面对新的一年，我们可以站立得住。
It is hope that energizes us with the anticipation of great things to occur.
盼望加添我们力量，使我们得以勇敢向前。
If you take a survival course, you will learn the rule of three.
如果你曾经上过生存的课程，那你应该知道这些关于奇妙的三的法则。
And this is really helpful, just in case you get stuck someplace.
这个非常有帮助，如果你在被困在某种环境当中。
You can only survive 3 weeks without any food.
你可以三周不吃东西。
You can only survive 3 days without water.
你可以三天不喝水。
You can only survive 3 hours in a harsh environment.
在恶劣的环境中没有庇护所的情况下，你只可以存活三个小时。
And you can only survive 3 minutes without oxygen.
在没有氧气的情况下，你只可以存活三分钟。
But I have another three here.
但我有另外一个三的。
You can only survive 3 seconds without hope.
没有盼望的时候，我们只能存活三秒。
It is impossible to overestimate the value of hope.
我们再怎么强调盼望的重要性都不为过。
The modern dictionary says that hope is to wish for, to expect, but without certainty, to desire very much, but with no real assurance of obtaining your desire.
现代词典对盼望的定义是一个愿望，对未来的情况寄托很大的希望，但不确定，没有把握。
I asked the college students that came home over Christmas break, "How did you do in your finals?"
我问一些从圣诞假期回来的大学生，你在期末考试考得怎么样？
Many of them said, "Oh, I hope I did good."
他们会说，我希望我做得很好。
See, that's a hope that you're wishing for, but there's no certainty that you did well in those finals.
你可以看到诗人所口中的这样的盼望，好像是一个愿望，但是并没有什么把握。
Contrast that with a biblical definition of hope.
相对的，圣经中对盼望的定义很不同。
Hope is an indication of certainty, but a not yet reality.
圣经中的盼望是虽然还未实现，但有把握会实现。
Hope that God gives us makes us certain it's going to happen.
从神而来的盼望让我们能够确定有把握一些事情一定会实现。
Biblical hope looks at the future with unshakable confidence.
从圣经而来当中的盼望，总是让我们以不可摇动的信心勇敢向前。
So today is the first Sunday that we're gathering in the new year, and I thought we would focus our thoughts on what is hope for the new year.
今天是我们新年来的第一次聚会，让我们来聚焦一下hope, 盼望是什么。
And I'd like to look at 4 characteristics of biblical hope.
我想看一下符合圣经的盼望的四个特点。
The first characteristic is that hope behaves.
第一个特点是盼望会带出行为。
And we saw this in our scripture reading today about Abraham. Abraham's hope caused him to behave a certain way.
在我们今天读经当中，我们读了亚伯拉罕的故事。正是亚伯拉罕有盼望，所以他会有一定的行为。
This story that we have of Abraham, you'll see, but it's also for us.
在亚伯拉罕这个故事当中，我们看到24节这里。
We were given this story so that our hope would grow and behave.
这个故事其实也是为我们写的，以至于我们也可以因为这样的盼望能够生存下来。
And this is quite an interesting story because God spoke to Abraham or Abram when he was 75 years old.
这个故事很有趣，神第一次对亚伯拉罕说话的时候，亚伯拉罕75岁。
And he said, Abram, I got a land for you, and you're going to be a father of the nations.
神曾对他说，你将会是多国的父。
So he said, Abram, I want you to move. I want you to go to your promised land.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地，去另外一个地方。
And Abram said, well, how do I know where it is?
亚伯兰问神说，我怎么知道去哪里呢？
And the Lord said, I'll tell you when you get there.
神说，当你到那儿的时候，我会告诉你。
And so he packed up and moved his tents, and he moved all the way to where we considered Israel.
所以他打包收拾行李，然后就一路的这样的，
And then God said, I'm going to change your name. Your name was Abram, and now it's Abraham, father of many.
然后神说，你要改你的名字，你以后不再叫亚伯兰，叫亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕的意思是多国的父。
So for 25 years, he's moving with these tents.
所以25年中间，亚伯拉罕一直在，一直在搬家，一直，带着他的，帐篷在搬家。
And when people ask him, what's your name? He says, I am Abraham, the father of many.
当人们问他的名字是什么，他要回答，我叫亚伯拉罕，多国的父。
And you can see the people saying, well, where are the many?
你能想象大家肯定会问亚伯拉罕，哪里有很多。
Well, they're not here yet, but God said they're coming.
亚伯拉罕可能会回答，现在还没有，但以后会有。
So it's now 25 years later.
所以25年之后。
All Sarah does is knit things and play solitary.
萨拉在可能一直在因着这个应许一直在编织小孩的衣服一直在甚至可能会去占卜。
And Abraham realizes they are both well beyond childbearing years.
亚伯拉罕意识到他们已经远远超过了不是可以怀孕生子的年纪。
And yet Abraham had faith and hope in God.
但是亚伯拉罕对神有信心。
He's the father of many.
他是多国的父。
And he was fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised.
他满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
See, Abraham's faith was in the promise of God.
看亚伯拉罕的信心是在神。
It wasn't in being able to explain what was happening, but it was in the words that came from God.
他可能没有办法解释，理性的解释，但是他的信心就是在神的话语。
Which leads me to ask you,
这让我想要问你们。
How many promises are you living by?
你们活着，依靠着怎样的应许，多少应许。
The only way that Abraham made it through 25 years of testing was that he relied on the promise.
亚伯拉罕之所以在25年间可以一直信心不动摇。
He was fully persuaded that God would fulfill what he had promised.
是因为他满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
You know, we live in a digital age. We don't have to memorize anything anymore.
我们生活在一个数字化的时代，我们可能不再记忆或者背诵任何的东西。
All you have to do is ask Alexa.
所以你需要做的就是问问 Alexa.
And you have your answer.
你就会有答案。
But what God says is we don't live by Alexa power.
但神说我们并不是依赖于 Alexa 的能力而生活。
We live by promise power.
我们因为应许，因为承诺的能力而活着。
And the more promises you put in your heart, the greater is going to be your hope.
新年当中你将越多的应许存在你的心里，你将会有更多的盼望。
If you've only got one or two promises, your hope is going to be really small.
如果你只有一到两个应许盼望，那你的盼望真的会很渺茫。
But if you have many promises put in your heart, your hope will be strong.
如果你在心里存放很多的应许，那你将会有满怀盼望。
Let me ask you a personal question.
让我问你一个私人的问题。
As we head into this new year,
当我们步入新年的时候。
Tell me the things that will absolutely, categorically, definitely happen in your life.
在你的生活当中有哪些事情一定会发生？
How about those things that are going to definitely happen in your life with your health in this year?
有关你的身体的健康。
How about definitely happen in your life concerning your job?
你的工作。
Definitely happen in your life with your relationships.
你的人际关系。
See, the truth of the matter is, we can't say anything is definitely going to happen in 2019.
真相是我们没有办法说刚才所说的任何一项一定在新年当中会发生。
With the exception that God will keep his promise.
唯一的例外就是神一定会遵守他的承诺。
So if you put those promises in your heart, your hope is going to soar in 2019.
所以如果你将神的应许存在心里，那你在2019年一定会展翅飞翔翱翔。
And the ultimate hope that we have
终极的盼望
is hope in the resurrection.
我们终极的盼望在于死而复活的盼望。
In verse 24, it speaks about a resurrection hope.
在24节当中提到了死而复活的盼望。
And it is a hope that is anchored in Jesus himself.
这个盼望是锚定于在耶稣的死而复活。
This fall, I had to conduct the most funerals I've ever conducted in one season in my life.
今年秋季我参加了我人生当中一个最特别的一个葬礼。
I had 4 folks pass away within 3 months.
在三个月当中我有4个朋友去世。
And all I can tell you,is that the difference between hope and despair is most radically seen with a casket in front of you.
我能看到在盼望和绝望当中最大的差别会将会显现于当你面对棺材的时候。
If you don't have the promise of God when you're standing in front of that casket, you will not have any hope.
如果你不相信神，当你面对棺材的时候，你将是非常的绝望。
But if you have the promises of God buried in your heart, you can even stand in the face of death and have hope.
如果你将神的应许盼望放在心中，当你面对死亡、面对棺材的时候，你仍然满怀希望。
The first characteristic of our hope is it's a hope that behaves.
所以关于盼望的第一个定义是盼望会带出相应的行为。
Our second characteristic is that we have a hope that waits.
盼望的第二个特征是盼望需要等候。
I'm going to teach you some Hebrew words over the next few minutes.
在下面几分钟我会教你们一些希伯来词。
There were actually 9 Hebrew words for hope in the Bible.
其实在圣经当中关于盼望其实对应着九个希伯来词。
And these are the 3 most frequently used ones.
我们将会看看前三个最常常被使用的。
The first is the Hebrew word kabal.
第一个希伯来词是 kabal.
Can you all say that with me? Kabal.
Kabal.
All right, you are now speaking Hebrew.
那你现在正在说希伯来语。
Reminds me of a joke. Do you know what a person that speaks 3 languages is called? They're trilingual.
你知道能说三种语言的人被称为
Do you know what a person that speaks 2 languages is called? Bilingual.
能够说两种语言的人称为 bilingual.
Do you know what a person that speaks 1 language is called?
你知道
American, right?
你知道只能说一种语言的人叫做什么
My hat goes off to every one of you that are bilingual. You guys, your brains must be 15 times bigger than mine.You don't have to translate that. All right, this word kabal.
这个词 kabal.
It's not just pie in the sky dream of what may be.
并不是像天上掉馅饼或者乌托邦式的那种不切实际的 盼望。
It's a real anticipation of something better, something that is going to occur.
它是一种真实的盼望，真实的盼望，一些更好的事情将会发生。
It is used in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 17. Would you read that?
Yep. 它在以赛亚书八章十七章十七节当中被用到。我要等候那掩面不顾雅各家的耶和华，我也要指仰望他。
In this passage, God had turned his back on Israel because of their sin.
在这节经文的上下文当中，耶和华神向以色列家掩面不顾他们，因为他们一而再再而三的犯罪。
And the prophet said, you know, it's like we're waiting on God to do something, but he's turned his face from us.
先知们一直说神会做一些事情来拯救他们，但是一直都没有看见。
But he makes this affirmation. He said, I will kabal for the Lord. I will wait with expectation for the Lord.
以赛亚说，我要等候，等候耶和华。
I don't know if you've ever felt like God was distant from you.
我不知道你是不是经历过你感觉神一直离你很远，向你掩面的时候。
I felt that way many, many times in my lifetime.
我在很多的时候都有这样的感觉。
I felt like I'm knocking on the door to heaven and nobody answers.
就好像我在天堂一直在敲门，但是一直都没有人来开门。
And in my moments of hopelessness, I said, God, are you even listening to me?
当我很绝望的时候，我会对神说，神啊，你是不是在听我说话？
What biblical hope says is that in those moments when you're knocking on the door, wait patiently with hope.
符合圣经的盼望说，当你遇到这样的时候，你需要有盼望的等候。
Kabal hope is experienced as we wait.
这样的盼望，让我们经历神，是在这样一次一次的等候当中去经历神。
But this hope acknowledges that even though we're not in control of the situation, we're trusting God's in control of the situation.
这种盼望承认不是我们在控制环境，乃是神在控制环境。
And as we wait, in the darkness, we say, we will continue to place our hope in you, Lord.
当我们在黑暗中等候神的时候，我们其实在说，我们要仰望耶和华。
What are you hoping for as you head into this new year?
当我们步入新年的时候，你在期盼一些什么？
I imagine there's several of you that are hoping for better health.
我相信有一些人希望有更好的健康。
Some of you are hoping for better restored relationships in your family.
有些人期盼在家庭当中能够修复一些人际关系，关系能够变好。
Some of you are hoping for Mr. or Mrs. Perfect to come and sweep you off your feet.
有些人可能在盼望那个完美的另一半遇见并且坠入爱河。
Others are waiting for a new job.
也有人在寻求新的工作。
There might be one or two of you waiting for a positive on the pregnancy test.
也许有一两个人在期盼怀孕。
I imagine many of you are waiting for a positive change in your life.
我相信每一个人都希望你们的生活能够变得越来越好。
Whatever you are waiting for,
无论你在等候什么。
Wait in hope.
充满盼望的等待。
Here's a great verse to memorize this week, a great promise.
这一周有一节很棒的经文，值得我们去记诵。
Would you read that?
Sure. 但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。罗马书八章二十五节。
We wait patiently.
我们充满耐心的等候。
Not whining, not complaining, not doubting, but remain hopeful as we wait.
不是抱怨，不是不耐烦， 而是充满耐心的充满盼望的等候
That is the word kabal
这就是这个希伯来词 kabal 的意思
Our next word is yakal
第二个希伯来词有关盼望的是 yakal
And yakal is a hope that requires enduring
Yakal 式的盼望需要忍耐坚持
Can you all say yakal?
Yakal
Okay, now you know two Hebrew words.
现在你知道两个希伯来词了。
And this word is associated with strength and standing firm.
这个词，这个希伯来词，关乎于力量和坚持。
It's actually the word that you would use as a woman goes into labor.
这个其实这个词是在用来一个女人在生产的时候用到的。
She is experiencing tremendous pain, but she is enduring because she is.Has hope that the child will be born.
她一个正在生产的女人，她正经历着无法言喻的痛苦，但是她一直在忍耐，期盼这个腹中的胎儿能够健康的出来。
One definition that I really thought was outstanding was so far disappointing, but still hoping.
这个一个很好的解释是说，目前仍然很令人失望，但是仍然盼望。
This word yakal is used a lot of Job.
这个词在约伯记当中被用的很多。
You remember his story?
你记得有关约伯的故事。
He went through a tremendous storm in his life.
他经历了人生一个好像灭顶一样的一个灾难。
He lost his family. He lost his reputation. He lost his wealth.
他失去了他的家庭，失去了他的名声，失去了他的财富。
The only thing he didn't lose was his wife.
他唯一没有失去的是他的妻子。
And she said, curse God and die.
他妻子说，诅咒神，然后去死。
And he says in response to that, he goes, though he slay me, yet will I hope yakal in him.
约伯的反应是，他必杀我，我虽无指望，也可以翻译成，我仍然指望于他。
Job had to endure a long, long period of patient endurance.
约伯经历了一段很长很长很长时间非常有耐心的忍耐。
But it was his hope that gave him the fuel to wait.
正是盼望让他能够有等下去的动力。
A book written by Eugene Peterson, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction.
尤金·彼得森有一部著作叫做《恒久专一的顺服》。
And in it, he points out one of the characteristics of our culture that works against this enduring hope.
他描绘了一个我们这个时代一直在反对我们有盼望的一个现象。
He says in this book, he goes, in our culture now, we expect everything to be done quickly and efficiently.
他在这本书当中，现在的我们认定一件事只要可行，就一定可以，快速有效的做成。
Our attention span has been conditioned by 30-second commercials.
我们的注意力已经被30秒的广告时间所限制。
You know those YouTube videos where you have to wait 5 to 30 seconds?
你知道那些 YouTube 视频，我们一般只能容忍5到30秒的广告时间就可以看到。
That's about as long as we can endure.
这个大概是我们现在最长能够忍受的时间，5到30秒。
But he ends up with this great line at the end.
他以一句很棒的话来结束他的这段描述。
He said, "Religion in our time has been captured by the tourist mindset."
尤金说到，我们这个时代的信仰已经被观光心态所虏获。
Here's what I've noticed about hope in our days.
这个真的是很好的总结了我所观察到的现今有关盼望在我们这个时代的光景。
Everybody's in a hurry.
每个人都很忙碌。
No one has time to slow down and connect with God.
没有人能够停下来与神有一些交通，有一些连接。
We want all of our problems solved now.
我们总是希望我们的困难，我们的问题立刻被解决。
The idea of persevering through a difficult time, we don't even think that that's in the realm of a possible solution. Everyone's in a hurry, and we don't have enough time to work through these solutions patiently.
在非常忙碌的我们非常忙碌的我们根本就没有时间去真的去找到可以解决问题的方式。
Very few people take the time for deep relationships.
非常少的人真的花时间去经营深厚的关系。
And everybody's looking for the latest and the newest.
每个人都在寻求最新的动态。
Whether it's Zen healing or the big, you know, event at another church, we just go wherever the newest and the brightest is shining.
比如说禅宗，比如说我们比如说信仰疗法，比如说我们去一些很大的、很现代化的教会。
But let me state categorically that biblical hope cannot mature under such conditions.
I'm sorry.
Biblical hope, you can't grow your biblical hope if you're in a rush and you're not willing to wait.
符合圣经的盼望根本没有办法在这样的急促当中形成。
If you want a mature hope, you have to endure for a long period of time.
如果我们希望拥有一个成熟的一个盼望，我们必须要经历这样一个很长很长的一个等候，经历那样的忍耐。
At Grace Church, we have three disciplines that we say this is the secret to having enduring hope.
在恩惠教会，我们有三个方式来去培养建立这样的一个可以经受忍耐的一个盼望。
The first is to read God's word every day.
第一个是每天读神的话语。
You have to connect with God.And his guidance and direction.
你必须与神连接，寻求他的指导。
Get your Bible out. Just read through the New Testament this year. We're only at the beginning of the year.
在新的一年当中，打开圣经，可以从新约开始。
You will never have your hope increase without reading God's word.
当你读圣经的时候，你的盼望只会越来越增长。
A second would be to pray.
第二个就是祷告。
And prayer would be two ways.
祷告应该是双向的。
One is you talking to God, asking for help and thanking him.
一方面是我们向神祷告，祈求一些事情，祈求帮助，并且感谢他。
But the second would be listening for what he says to you.
第二个方向是我们要花时间安静的倾听、聆听神的声音，他对我们有什么要求。
Your hope will never grow if you don't hear what God says to you.
你的盼望不会增长，除非你能够去安静的聆听神在对你说什么。
I went through a period of time where, I went through a great depression in my life.
在我的人生当中，我曾经有一段时间，受忧郁症的困扰。
And part of this depression that I went through.Was because of a disconnection that I have experienced with my father for many years.
这个忧郁症是因为我跟我的父亲有很长一段时间关系的疏远。
And it was July 4th weekend, 2010.
这是2010年7月4号国庆假期期间的事情。
Where God spoke to me.
当神对我说话的时候。
And it changed everything.
他改变了所有的事情。
And what happened was, my father has a very strong anger.
事情是这样的，我的父亲非常的生气。
And I had been in contact with him and saw him become very angry with one of my nephews.
我跟我的父亲联系，才知道他对我的一个外甥非常的生气。
And I was going to clear up the situation that moment and let him know that he was wrong and.I was going to give it to him.
在那个时候，我想打扫战场，我想解决这个问题，并且告诉我的父亲他错了。
But I sense God saying, "Don't do it."
但是神对我说，不要那么做。
And I didn't.
然后我就没有这么做。
And that night, as I slept, God came to me in a dream.
这个是神在梦中对我所启示的一个意象。
And He just said a few words to me.
神只是对我说了几个字而已。
He said, Scott, work on your own anger.
神说Scott 先来处理一下你自己的这样的怒气。
And he said it three times to me.
他对我说了三遍。
He wanted to make sure I got the message.
神想确保我确实听到了他的信息。
And my wife, who's sleeping in bed with me, knew that something was going on. And she said, what happened to you last night?
我的妻子在我身边的妻子知道在我身上发生了一些事情，所以第二天她问我到底发生什么了。
And I said, God spoke to me.
然后告诉她神对我说话了。
My relationship with my dad changed that day.
我跟我父亲的关系从那一天开始改变。
Why did I have hope for the future?
为什么我会对未来有盼望？
Because I knew God was in the situation.
因为我知道神在每一个境况当中。
So include prayer in your building up of your hope.
所以在建立你的盼望的时候，一定要做，一定要常常祷告。
And the third component here is you need to spend time with others.
第三个元素是你必须参加小组，跟别人在一起。
Everybody starts the new year off. I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna get in shape.
每个人新年的一些 list、一些清单、一些愿望都是我要减肥，我要减重。
And if you do that alone.You're going to last all the way till January 18th.
如果你一个人做这样的事情的话，可能你最多也就坚持到1月18号。
And January 19th, you're going to wake up and say, nope, not going to the gym today.
1月19号你就说我不想去健身房了今天。
But if you have a buddy that you're doing this with,
但如果你有一个同伴一起做这件事的话，
They're going to say, get out of bed, I'll see you at the gym in 5 minutes.
那个朋友会说，赶紧起床，五分钟后见，在健身房见。
And you will make it.
然后你就会做成那件事。
It's the same with hope.
所以对于盼望来说也是如此。
When your hope starts to go down in 2019,
当你开始你的2019年的时候，
If you have a buddy,They will say, get your hope going in the right direction.
你有个同伴会跟你说，将你的盼望放在正确的方向上。
This is the way to build a hope that endures difficult times.
这个就是，可以建立，可以经得起考验的，盼望的一些方法，一些元素。
All right, on to one more characteristic of biblical hope.
符合圣经的盼望还有第四个特征。
And we got another Hebrew word.
我们有另外一个希伯来词。
Tikvah.
Tikvah.
Can you say that? Tikvah. Kabbal, Yakal, Tikvah. You now know three Hebrew words.
现在你知道三个希伯来词了。
And this is a hope that completely trusts.
这种盼望完全的相信。
This is a hope that you rely upon and The phrase that people use today is you can lean in on it.
完全的仰赖依靠
It is a guaranteed assurance that if the Lord says it, it's going to come to pass.
它是依靠神曾经所做的承诺，如果神说了，它就一定会成就。
There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope, your tikvah, will not be cut off.
你的指望，因为至终必有善报，你的指望也不致断绝。
Now it's interesting that this word tikvah is actually a word that was used for rope.
其实这个希伯来词 tikvah 是它的词根来源于有关绳索的一个概念。
You look at rope and you say, "Oh, that's rope." But really, what rope is many strands that are united together to make strength.
当你看到绳索的时候，你也许只说这是一个绳索，但其实绳索是有很多股单股线经过整理，然后扭合后成为了一个绳索。
And the way that tikvah works is that you trust God for a small thing, you trust God for a small thing, you trust God for a small thing.
符合圣经的盼望也是如此工作。你相信你在很小的事情上相信神，在很小的事情上相信神，一而再再而三有这样的经历。
And every time you see God deliver you and perform His promise, your hope gets stronger and stronger till it's a nice, solid rope.
当你一次一次这样经历，看到神的时候， 你在神身上的盼望，你基于他的盼望就会一点一点增加。
Tikvah hope is a hope that you can grasp onto and hold. You can cling to it. You can lean in on it.
Tikvah 是的盼望，是我们可以紧紧抓住的，可以去坚持的，可以去实现的。
Anybody tired today?
今天有没有人在当中？我们当中呢，有哪些人是很累的？
Anybody weary today?
很疲乏的。
I know coming through the holidays, I was, when I got to New Year's Day,
经过这样的一个新年的假期，其实我是有点累。
I was tired.
我很累。
I was weary.
我很疲乏。
I didn't want to see any of you that day.
我不想看见你们当中任何一个人。
I wanted to be alone.
我希望一个人待着。
It says this in Isaiah, to anyone that's tired and weary,
以赛亚书四十章二十九到三十一节说：“疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。”
He gives strength to the weary.
他神他会赐能力加力量。
And he increases the power of the weak.
他会加添软弱的以力量。
Even the young people over here, you're going to grow tired and weary.
其实少年人也要疲乏困倦。
And the young people back there, you might stumble and fall.
少年人也要全然跌倒。
But those who hope,
但那等候
Tikvah, those who Tikvah in the Lord,
但那等候耶和华的
they will renew their strength.
他们会重新得力。
They're going to soar like wings on eagles. They will run.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾，会奔跑。
They will walk and not.
他们会行走却不疲乏。
Be faint.
不疲乏。
The key here is to exchange your weariness, your stumbling, your falling for his tikvah.
这里的关键，这里的技巧是你要跟神交换你的疲乏、困倦、你的跌倒。
And I think you should do it visually.
我想你可以
Say, Lord, here's my tikvah. I'm tired. I'm weary. These are all my mess ups.
可以跟神说，主啊，我真的很累，这些就是我的疲乏困倦。
Say, Lord, you promised that you would exchange these.
神啊，你曾经应许你会跟我交换。
So here we go.
然后我们就
Take them, Lord.
拿走吧，神。
And then keep your hands up.
然后把你的手举起来。
Say, Lord, you promised your tikvah if I hope in you.
说神啊，你曾经应许，如果我这样做，我就会在你里面有盼望。
So you receive his strength, you receive his hope.
所以你可以从神得到他从他而来的力量和能力。
That is the only way to go through life.
这就是可以经历生活当中我们能屹立不倒的唯一的方式。
Here's the weakness.
这是我们的软弱。
Lord, fill me with your strength.
主啊，求你自己来加添力量。
Those who tikvah in the Lord will be renewed.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Which logically leads me to ask this in conclusion.
所以这会就让我想要问你们作为一个结束。
Where is your hope today?
你今天的盼望从何而来？
What's the cord, the rope that you're holding on to saying,This is what I'm going to rely on. This is what I'm going to lean on.
你的那根绳子是什么？是你想要依赖于、紧紧抓住的那根绳子在哪里？
If it's your own performance, if it's your own talent, if it's your own money, you're going to be disappointed in the new year.
如果这根绳子是你自己的表现、你自己的行为、你自己的财富，那你会将会非常的失望。
You'll freak out when the stock market does one of these.
当你被卡住的时候，遇到困难的时候，你会非常的绝望。
But if you're holding on to the Lord,
但如果你紧紧的抓住神
，your hope is going to be so strong, nothing will be able to knock you down in the new year.
从神而来的盼望将会非常的强大，没有什么事情可以打倒你。
So you need to put your hope in the Lord.
所以你需要将你的盼望放在神身上。
to give you strength, to help you to wait, to help you to endure.
他会帮助赐给你能力，他会帮助你啊，以清醒的姿态。
And to change your life.
改变你的生活。
It's a hope that behaves.
这是一个盼望，可以带来行为的一个盼望。
Lord, I pray for all of us that we would have that type of hope today.
主啊，我向你来祷告，我希望我们当中的每一个人都有从你而来的盼望。
For anyone in this room that is hopeless right now,
充满这个房间，用你的从你而来的盼望充满这里。
I pray that today would be the day they choose you.
我祷告，今天我们当中的每一个人，他们来会来选择你。
That they would ask you for strength.
他们会来向你要能力。
That they would give up their weariness and their stumbling and their falling.
他们每一个人会放下自己，放下自己的固执。
And learn to trust you.
来学习，来如何的完全的信靠你。
Lord, as we go into this new year.
主啊，当我们步入新的一年时。
We are not sure of anything that will happen.
我们不确定我们将迎来什么。
And yet we are confident that you will be there at every moment of this year.
但我们能够确定的是，不管我们遇见什么，在每一个情境之下，你都在那里与我们同在。
We declare that every one of your promises is true.
我祷告，你对我们每一个应许都会成为现实。
And Lord, we rely on those promises.
主啊，我们依赖于、信靠于那些承诺。
In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray this.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.